There's some aggressive music for you on Tuesday. Yes, it is.
I got in the car yesterday, and I had some aggressive, like, 90s school metal play, and my daughter's like, enough. Please stop. Turn this off now.
Team Little Fesco right there.
Yeah, I was like, oh, sorry. I'm driving you to Jasper's to get your first day of work. You're going to listen to what I'm going to listen to.
Oh, nice. First day.
That's right.
Do you remember what the song was?
I don't. I'd have to go back in the Apple Music and look and see what it was.
Limp Bizkit or something?
I don't remember what it was.
Just one of those days. For the nookie. Come on. Come on. So you could take that cookie. Dad, who are you and where did you go?
That's right.
Pulls out a
pack. Back to Neil Diamond.
Pulls out a pack like Marlboro Lights. You don't work with Dusty, honey. All right, get out and go to work. I'll be back in 2 hours.
Marlboro Lights. That'd be some Reds, baby.
There you go. Some Cowboy Killers, baby.
Yes, they are.
Those were good back in the day.
A delicious cigarette. If you're going to inhale smoke, you might as well inhale the Reds, right?
Yeah, go big or go home.
That's exactly right.
Especially on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So I got my threesome for you right now. And it's got
close.
Me. Got, oh, really?
No.
I'm interested to see where you're going to go with this one. I think I know where you're going to go in this one. But my overarching conversation is, has the game changed in Kansas City? Because if I rolled this threesome out about 5 years ago, I guarantee you one side would win overwhelmingly, and we'd be called out on the text line for not being true Kansas Citians. So here's my Tuesday threesome. Charcoal, gas, or flat top?
I want to go full Fesco. Because isn't gas and flat top essentially the same thing?
Yeah, kind of, but it's not. It's a gas grill like I gave Mac. You know, grilling on gas, flat top, or grilling over.
So I guess
coals.
You could say charcoal, gas grill, or Blackstones. Essentially,
yeah,
what
right,
we're getting.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Charcoal wins, and it's not close.
Okay. Oh, really?
Wow.
See, I thought you were going to go flat top.
Me too.
I 100% thought you'd go flat top.
Me too.
On that
I'm
one.
Surprised. Okay, would, give me why.
You can run out of propane on the flat top. The charcoal burns.
Mm-hmm.
Prime example: Friday night, looking at you, Jeremy. His tank ran out. The guy next to us goes, looks like you guys are struggling over there. The grill's still hot if you want to put the sausages and dogs on it.
Oh, you were in the parking lot and it ran out.
You know who didn't? Charcoal Weber guy.
Of course. Yeah.
Take that, Hank Hill.
Pretty good.
So I looked at him and I was like, you should have brought the second reserve tank. I didn't think you'd go out in an hour because he bought the tailgate Blackstone. I think it's like 22
And it comes with those little tanks, right?
Yeah, they say they last an hour.
I have my blowtorch hooked up to them. It's awesome. I go around the yard, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, for me, it's charcoal, the flavor, the way that you can do it. I don't even use lighter fluid anymore. You got the little chimney. You stuff it with the newspaper that your mailbox gets stuffed with ads every single week. Burn that sucker. Get that charcoal there. You can always add the little briquettes to it. You're always going to have that bag of charcoal. It smells better. It tastes better. You can just do so much with it with indirect, direct heat. I love the Blackstone. I'm going to cook on it tonight, make smash burgers in a different way. But charcoal, you just cannot go wrong. Propane,
okay.
You can keep it. You can have all you want.
I'm glad you said that because we had a little taste test at the house over the weekend, right?
Okay.
I cooked 3 steaks. I did 2 on charcoal and 1 on the Blackstone.
Okay.
I said, please sample both of these steaks. Tell me which one you like better. 4-1. Because my daughter's friend is living with us at the moment. 4-1. Well, they're selling their house and moving out to this farm in Paola, and she doesn't want to drive back and forth to school, and I get all that.
Yeah,
so we're like,
nice.
We got an extra room, just crash
here.
Larry
awesome.
Yo is $700 a night, just so you know.
they live at 1 Arrowhead, right?
Yeah, exactly. and not much longer. But I think so. I put the steaks out there. I said, sample them.
Yep.
Overwhelmingly, again, 4-1.
Did you cook them all the same way?
Yeah.
Okay.
They like the flavor of the flat top better than the charcoal.
Flat top better than the charcoal.
Because
okay,
they're like, I don't like the smoke flavor. I like smoky flavors. I like a smoked old fashioned. I like mezcal, right? I like the smokiness.
Yeah.
So I'm like, charcoal all the way. This is the way to go. It's outstanding. And the kids and my wife are both like, no, we kind of like the flat top better. It just has more of a neutral flavor. And I said 5 years ago, we brought this up, we'd be overwhelming charcoal and we'd be ridiculed for even considering using a gas grill, you know, because you're supposed to use the charcoal. I thought for sure Dusty would go flat top on that one. I really did.
Me too.
That's a good change by you. I like that. You had me surprised. I like it. What are you going with?
I think flat top because that's what I don't have and that's what I want. But I mean, I love my gas grill, brother. I'm using it all the time. I used it last night.
It's easy.
It's great.
It's easy.
It's perfect.
Quick.
I do have like grilling theories. I think if you have the availability or the income to have all three, they all have advantages.
Yes, they do.
Right? Like last night when it was storming, if you have a nice garage space or a well-covered patio, you could have cooked on your flat stove or your Blackstone.
Oh, yeah.
If it's nice outside like it might be today, nice little 65, 69-degree day, nice, mm-hmm. You know, charcoal it up. But if it's the middle of winter and you're like, damn, babe, I really want some burgers and, like, dogs and stuff, you can go out there in 9-degree weather, hit that little starter, turn that gas on, shut the top, put your stuff on there, yeah. get in and get out. You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about being out there and supervising, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so they have advantages.
It's true.
But for me, like, you cook wings in the oven for an hour, flip them every 30 minutes, or flip them 30 minutes, start your charcoal grill, get that nice char on the wings. You ain't get that on the flat top. You're going to get char, mm-hmm. but you're not going to get that smoke, that charcoal, that grill, that, you know, that sort of thing.
Smash.
And you can do ribs on your grill.
Yeah, can't you can. Ribs on you a flat can't top. Do ribs on the flat top either. I have attempted to no avail to do ribs on the grill, but
the ribs are not like Frankie's from Barstool.
Yeah.
Just black.
You no, can't do not it on the flat even. Top, though?
What, ribs?
Yeah.
It's just, again, like, we're getting into more and more, but, like, the Traeger's, like, to me, one of the greatest inventions of all time, because no offense, but you
that's
guys have
the
never,
lazy route,
you
right?
guys have never cooked ribs.
Right.
Probably you would make 5-star ribs on a Traeger.
Yeah.
You'd put them on there for 6 hours, cover them after 3, spray them with apple juice after 2, sauce them, take them off, be like, Dusty's a liar. He doesn't know how to cook. He just has a Traeger.
He just has
like,
a Traeger.
Yeah. Hey, man, Chiefs aren't good. They just have Patrick Mahomes, the Traeger of quarterbacks.
The Traeger of quarterbacks.
Set it and forget it.
So if you were going to have, you could only have one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going with the charcoal grill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forever, never until I die. I'm a Weber guy in my heart. I'll never go away from I'll have a Weber grill until I absolutely. I had a tailgate Weber grill in college that I cooked steaks on in front of my door in my apartment.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I just love them.
Yeah, no, I think I'm with you. I
You're
think
there
if,
too?
I had to, if I had to get rid of everything and could only have one, it would probably be the charcoal grill. Yeah.
Okay. We've got a couple here from the text line. The 816 flat top is not grilling.
It's not.
Okay, so you'd agree.
It's
just cooking?
Cooking.
Yeah. It's just cooking.
Which there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Because I'll make you fajitas on a Blackstone, and you'll be like, holy smokes, I need one of these.
Yeah, right. It's like, it's crazy now because you have to have a certain $400 appliance to get what you want. You want ribs, you got to have a Traeger.
I mean, you can have a Weber grill. I can teach you how to make them on a Weber grill.
Yeah.
They're just not going to be as good as the Traeger. Like brisket, tough cook. But if you have a Traeger or a Pit Boss or a pellet smoker, like it's just, it's easy.
Weber's new pellet grill, best invention by man.
Now, somebody was telling me, my man Barry over at the J was like, dude, you got a Blackstone? He goes, I got the Weber flat top and it's better.
Oh, damn.
And that's the thing, too. You can go buy like a cast iron for your gas grill or for anything. Cast iron, the best part about that is everything stays there. And you can cook mass amounts on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's an even cook all the way around. Whereas, like, your grill, one side is going to be hotter than the other. And you got to, you know, if you're cooking a steak and you leave it over here too long, mm-hmm. like, the outside of that ribeye, that spinella, that nice meat around the center of the ribeye, that gets too charred. It's not good. You put that on, like, the outside of the heat, let it just warm up in there. Money in the bank. Show you what you drank.
Why you buy a combo grill? Gas and charcoal and a smoker. Love our Joe's grill.
Okay. Yeah.
Combo
grill. Good. My dad has, well, he doesn't have the combo, but he has like the combo grill smoker where you've got the little smoker section over here. You can put your wood chips and all that.
Yeah.
Green eggs are nice too. I just don't have the sort of money.
I don't have that kind of dough either. Like,
those are money though. The green egg it's dope.
Yeah. And that's like the one where like you're not supposed to buy the generic version.
No, you go all out.
You go all out with the green egg. Yeah.
Put all that wood down there in the bottom, put that grate down there, put your meat, put the top, close that egg. Watch the little temperature gauge, and you're good.
But here, and again, it's another device that you need to have.
It's
I mean, there's so
devices,
many damn
man.
Things
Jeez.
Out there. That's why if you're going to go one, I think the charcoal grill is probably the all-encompassing, most universal of them all.
I'm thankful for the propane grill you
gave
me, man. It's been
it's
awesome.
Great.
So I appreciate it.
Yeah,
a lot of pellet smoker texts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is it okay to use the pellets now? Because I know when they first came out, people said, that's not really barbecuing. That's not really smoking.
Gotcha.
Well, that's what the text line says. Traeger guys claim they smoke meats, but knowing nothing actually about it, they just press a button and they're not doing it.
So what's wrong with that? Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Without. It's like DJs aren't musicians. They just push buttons.
Yeah, dude, I'm watering my plants. I have no idea what photosynthesis is. I have no idea what's happening, but the plants
chlorophyll.
Are growing. I'm excited about it,
More
dude.
More like borophyll.
Yeah, right.
Stop talking to me. Why? Because you're a loser.
Chlorophyll?
Yeah.
More like borophyll, am I right?